fog in the morning with a couple of showers, then some rain. Could end as snow late in the day as it starts getting colder, the high 43. Then Wednesday, clouds with a high 27. Looks like it'll be very cold on Thursday. We could have a single-digit temperature in the morning, maybe a high of 19 or 20. But that cold will fold, too, and by Saturday afternoon, it could be back in the 40s with a return performance of 40 on Sunday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Kenosha right now, 30 degrees. Taking some juice there. 30 degrees in Kenosha. In Burlington, it's 32. Milwaukee is 31. 31 also in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Good Bloody Mary would help with that.
No.
No?
No.
I was there. I got toasted. See my little button here?
Yeah.
2,000, well, just under 2,000 people.
Yeah.
At Milliger's.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
It was interesting, yeah.
And then I find out this morning that the event that we beat was on Madeira Beach at John's Pass, which is exactly where my oldest son Joe lives. And I can tell you something, with all deference, and they did a great job at Milliger's, first class, all the way. I've never been to the farmer's market. Great food, great people, just really well done. Very organized. They had all the Bloody Marys just lined up. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that when she said that this record is untouchable, I guarantee you they will break it again. And then we're going to have to do this all over again.
No.
Because we obviously, in Wisconsin, we deserve the Bloody Mary record.
Why? Because, obviously. Why?
Because, just like this shirt says, the state of Wisconsin map, it says Wisconsin. Out drinking your state since 1848. That's why.
So if it came down between a choice between your son and the Milliger's situation, what do you do?
What do you mean?
Well, if you had to pick. If you had to go supporting one or the other, your son said, hey, Dan, come on.
Oh, no, there's no way. I know. It's Wisconsin.
So you forget the kid and...
No. I mean, but Joe does not have emotional attachment to the Bloody Mary record like I do.
Not the question.
No, of course. I would say no. I'm with my Racine peeps.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
All right.
So, yeah, very exciting. Thousands of people there. You couldn't get into the parking
spot. I've usually been in there when they've had flowers.
That's a big greenhouse.
Yes, it is.
Woo. And they fit a whole farmer's market in there.
Yep.
But, you know, I pulled up. I got there about 9:20, and I pulled into the parking lot, and the parking attendant said, sir, you cannot park here.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm with WRJN. He said, oh, come right in.
Yeah.
See how that worked?
I walked.
Well.
So you fibbed your way in.
Well, no, I didn't. I'm with WRJN.
Yeah.
Am I not? That's how you do. And then I parked, like, in front of a gate. There was an entrance. They have extra parking. And then the guy came up and said to me, you know, can you go park further down? And I said, what's wrong with this? He's, well, you're in front of the gate. I said, yeah, but I'm in front of the gate. There's no blocking here. He was like, all right. And then I was able to, I got a quick getaway. It's a Klein family tradition when you're in a huge group like that. My dad is, he passed it down. It's a genetic thing.
You leave early so you don't get stuck with the tab?
Well, you've got...
What?
No, that we don't do. No, you strategically park. Like when my dad used to take me to old Chicago Stadium.
Okay.
We'd go to the Blackhawk games or the Bulls games. He would pay the parking guy an extra $10 just to have our car waiting with the motor running so we could get out of there faster. Yeah. It's a little insane.
What if somebody paid $15 extra? Your SOL?
$10 was a lot of money back in the day.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You know, there's other rich people in town.
Well, we were very, very gratified to be part of the Bloody Mary record. But earlier on the Mike Clemens show that I was substituting for, our award-winning news director, Tom Carco, revealed that if we needed one more signee, for the record, you would not have done it. You did not participate because you were there covering it. But you, even if it would have meant the record, you wouldn't have done it?
No.
Hmm. Well, obviously you wouldn't have done Deflategate either.
Huh? What?
You know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. We're going to
I don't need to try.
We're going to be speaking to one of the world's biggest New England Patriots fans coming up after WRJ and Comfort Sports, Bruce Fowler on Community Conversations. Don't go anywhere.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Deb Carson.
Host Penn State this weekend at the Kohl Center. Women's college basketball yesterday, Marquette fell to St. John's 82-72. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
To know him is to love him. Well, that's what he says anyway. Glenn Klein, 9 till 2, on your radio friend, WRJN.
OJs were on the Love Train on your radio station of love since 1926, now known as your radio friend. It's 13 minutes until 10 o'clock on your Thank God It's Monday Morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, yes, lovable package. Glenn Klein in the studio, and he is an actor and a former professional model, a passionate performance-driven change agent, and an innovative problem solver, a proud veteran of the U.S. Army National Guard, and one of the most loyal, spectacular, passionate New England Patriot fans that I know. Please welcome back to WRJN and Community Conversations, Mr. Bruce Fowler. Congratulations, Bruce.
Wow, that was fantastic. Thanks, Glenn. Much appreciated.
Where'd you watch the game?
Just at home. You know, I'm sort of funny about the games. You know, everybody's having fun. When I was younger, the Super Bowl parties were fantastic, and I really enjoyed them. But the older I've gotten, I really like my peace, quiet, and focus. And obviously it was needed the second half of that game.
So where are you right now?
Dallas, Texas. Suburb of Dallas, Texas.
All right,
Richmond Hills.
So yeah. You're in Dallas, not that far from where the game was played. How tempted were you to spend a significant amount of your pocket change and get to the actual game?
You know, some friends of mine, we were going back and forth for about a month, and you know, we were toying with that idea, but it ultimately didn't materialize. So it was, you know, it was really great being home. Carla always cooked some great food, so we had some great food. But it was just, for me, again, the older I get, the more I appreciate that just that focus and solitude. So it was a fantastic day, and especially coming up with the win the way that we did, I mean, it just couldn't have been any better.
How'd you become a Patriots fan?
Well, as a young kid, you know some of my story. I mean, there were some tough times, you know, a lot of things. So sports was, and I was never a really talented kid. My two brothers are really exceptional athletes, Jeff and Greg, really great athletes, and I wasn't that, you know. So I always had to work twice as hard to get half as much progress, I guess. But sports was always a thing for us where we could not only sort of escape in, but sort of aspire to. And the New England Patriots, for me, you know, the Boston Celtics, the Patriots, the Red Sox, you know, these historic, amazing teams from New England, Boston, it's just, it was always a source of inspiration. And, you know, back when we weren't so good, about a 500 team, we cheated on being 500 team back in the Steve Grogan days. It was just a really special thing to be a Patriots fan for me. And, you know, you see the evolution of the team. Kraft took over as the owner. Brady comes in, into the picture, you know, sixth-round draft pick, you know, his whole story and everything that he successfully overcome to become the quarterback that he is today. So for all of those reasons, I've just always been inspired and inspired New England Patriots fan.
Are you from New England?
Yeah, I'm from Fall River, Massachusetts.
On this date in 1788, Massachusetts became the sixth state of these United States. How about that?
Outstanding. I love it. Did you know this? Fall River, Massachusetts, at one point in time, was the number one textile-producing city on the planet Earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Pretty amazing history. Well, as things started to evolve and manufacturing, you know, it became more prevalent around the world. It just, you know, faded away. But it you get a really proud heritage of creating things, manufacturing things, and just tremendous work ethic. And you know, it's just a really rich history Fall River has.
We're talking with Bruce Fowler. He is a businessman. He's a former model, a veteran, and a huge New England, specifically Patriots fan. That really was a tale of two games. I mean, the image of Robert Kraft sitting there with his son in their skybox could not have been more depressed. Arthur Blank, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, I assume with his wife sitting there, could not have been more excited. And then just things got flipped on its head in the second half. What was your emotional roller coaster like?
So, obviously, the first being it being the type of Patriots fan that I am, I was just blown away. I was sort of devastated, and during the halftime, I said to myself, "So you know what? I'm sort of a semi superstitious guy, I guess." So I said, "Well, here it is. I'm not going to sit down for the second half of this game, no matter what happens. I'm going to have faith in my team." God's truth here, God's truth. I'm going to have faith in my team, and we're going to pull this thing out. Now, remember, we go into the half, we're down by 25 points, unheard of. Never happened in the history of the Super Bowl, right? So here we go. We start out, we start to get some little bit of momentum, and obviously the rest is history. It was just a fantastic, as a fan, it was the best game, the best Super Bowl that I've ever seen.
I actually am not superstitious, but I do believe in energy. And so I've been involved in so many situations like you just described, where I would have a group of people do something to while watching a game and thinking that there are other fans doing that. And you know that the Atlanta fans were gripping big time.
Oh,
and so you have that energy because we know energy doesn't just go out into a vacuum. It returns to other sources of energy, other beautiful humans. And we saw what happened. When you were watching that game and you're not sitting down, and then it looks like Atlanta is going to go up by three scores with a little over 8 minutes to go, are you still, because I know you a little bit, you are Mr. Positive. Are you still thinking that there's a possibility, or are you starting to reconcile yourself to the fact that the Patriots are just going to fall short in this comeback?
When I went into the second, when we came out of halftime, and I committed to standing up the rest of the game. Carla thinks I'm crazy, by the way. So the cat immediately took my spot in the chair, very comfortably, I might add. And so I'm committed, and then it looked like, right, Atlanta was going to do, and I have to tell you, in that moment, I felt, ugh, but I can honestly say that I didn't lose it. I mean, I felt bad, but I didn't lose the passion and enthusiasm to see it through to the end. And, you know, that's just what it was.
So I think about these things. You have an extra 10 minutes at halftime that you give Belichick because Lady Gaga was performing. And exactly. And first of all, how great was she? I was so proud.
I was actually really really impressed with her too. That was pretty awesome.
I was so proud of her. So many of my Facebook friends who are on the right side of the political aisle thought for sure that she was going to blast the Republicans and specifically President Trump. And as I was thinking about it, I remembered last year at the Super Bowl, she did such a magnificent job, very respectful and patriotic job with the national anthem. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool if she came out and sang God Bless America? And that's exactly what she did, something that everybody could get behind. And then just the performance, it was so well done and so well choreographed and aggressive and never said a political thing. Her political statement, if anything, was here I am. And she's so into performance and into excellence. And that, again, is something that I think all Americans should be able to get behind. I was really proud of her.
Yeah, me too. And I agree. I agree with every word. She just, and again, I think it was a surprise. I think it was a surprise. It certainly was a surprise to me. I was expecting something more provocative, but it was refreshing. You know, there's a lot of there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of rhetoric being tossed around, and you know, it's look, at the end of the day, the election was what it was. We have a President Trump, and you know, it's our job as American citizens, as best we're able, not to necessarily agree with everything, but certainly to do our best to support the man. Well, and so that's where I'm landing these days.
Well, and the thing that I've been so impressed with you, Bruce, and we're speaking with Bruce Fowler from Dallas, Texas, on WRJAN's Community Conversation, is you have demonstrated through your social networking a desire to be pretty much nothing but positive. And you post these video blogs pretty much on a daily basis that are very uplifting. And then this morning at about 2:15 at the Gingerbread House, I'm preparing for the program, and I see your video, much longer than normal. And I thought, well, this will be a good way to start my day with Bruce Fowler and his positivity, especially
awesome.
coming off his New England Patriots Super Bowl championship victory. And it wasn't your typical video. And you decide to not only talk a little bit about the experience and the impact that the Patriots have had on your life, but then to announce a desire at this moment for a project that you're working with for people to try to get you in touch with former First Lady Michelle Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, Ellen DeGeneres, and Oprah. Why did you decide at this moment to announce this is what you're engaged in right now in your life?
One of the things, the prayers, I have the faith, what I would describe, the faith of a mustard seed, right? And I think everyone has their own feelings around spirituality and religion and their higher power. And I do my best to be respectful of all of those opinions, feelings, and emotions and connections to whatever a person feels, an individual feels. Last night, going into the second half, I prayed to God, and I said, if you'll allow my Patriots to win this game, I'm going to put it all on the table. So I had no choice, right? I had no choice, man. I put it out there, and then I was like, because I have always teetered on expressing myself, and I've got a book that'll be come out, and I've been writing this thing for 10 years. This type of emotional stuff is so deep, and in some parts of it is just so dark and hurtful and painful. It's taking me literally a lifetime to get to the point where I'm at today, where I can actually talk about it and have it be productive, right? So, you know, last night when I made that prayer, I said that prayer, and then it happened, and we did what we did, and obviously that is now part of history. I had to follow through. So, and again, it was not rehearsed, none of that stuff. What I work on as best I can when I do these videos is to just put it out there, right? And it's a challenge for me some days, because some days you don't feel good, some days it isn't the best, but you gotta muster that up, because it's my form of contributing to the greater good, and my respect for and appreciation of positivity as a way of being, and gratitude as a way of being, and harnessing these things as a way of being in the world every day, and the real tangible value that it brings to the world. So, you know, when I did that and posted that video, that was exactly why. And, you know, I've been developing and evolving this intellectual property slash platform for just shy of a dozen years. And like I said in the video, you know, I've traveled on my own dime, coast to coast, meeting with people. And it's never been a difficult thing to get the meetings on the front end. I think the longest was a little over a month it took me to get to meet with a local politician in the Pacific Northwest. But anyway, all of these meetings and all of this, you know, all this time spent and resources invested, I realized that while most people they have the best intentions and they want the best, specific to what's going on in our world related to our kids, you know, the health issues, you know, 1 in 3 is morbidly obese today in schools. Some of the school programs, you know, they're just not adequate in terms of getting the proper nutrition into these children's mouths and bodies and on a daily basis. And then you get the state of the world as it relates to, you know, plastic pollution and what that looks like and sort of with you know, the issues there. Then school fundraising. There's all of these things sort of on a periphery of what I've created and what we can directly address and successfully overcome if properly executed. And that was sort of the biggest lesson for me, because on the front end of it, people were all willing to take my meeting.
All right. Well, listen. I'm up against a hard break for the news. Can you hang on through the news so we can continue? Because we're just getting to find out what this platform is.
I would love to. Thank you so much, Glenn. I appreciate the opportunity, sir. You're a gentleman.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
We will return with Bruce Fowler to find out what this exciting project he's involved in and why he's reached out or is desiring to reach out to people like former First Lady Michelle Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on the other side of WRJN Covering the World on this Monday morning.
Challenging the travel ban. Enjoy.
It's Wauwatosa Fire Chief Bob Ugosti. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
He's thought-provoking and a whole lot of other things, too. Glenn Klein, 9 till 2, right here on WRJN.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home in...
WRJN AccuWeather forecast. High temperature 41 with sunshine giving way to clouds and staying above freezing tonight with some rain coming in, maybe some fog, low 37. And tomorrow, some areas of fog in the morning with a couple of showers and some rain. Could end as snow late in the day as it starts getting colder. The high 43. Then Wednesday, clouds with a high 27. Looks like it'll be very cold on Thursday. We could have a single-digit temperature in the morning, maybe a high of 19 or 20. But that cold will fold, too. And by Saturday afternoon, it could be back in the 40s with a return performance of 40 on Sunday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Muchas gracias, EA. We've got cloudy skies right now in Kenosha, 36 degrees. It's sunny at the Municipal Airport in Burlington and 30. At Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, cloudy skies and 35 degrees. And at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine at WRJN, cloudy skies, 35 degrees. The wind is out of the southeast. At 6 miles an hour, we have a wind chill index of 30. The dew point is 26 degrees. The relative humidity is 69%. And the barometric pressure is, it's falling at 29.95. It is 11 minutes after 10 o'clock on your Thank God It's Monday Morning. Welcome in to this Hour of Power early, because when I fill in for our normal leadoff hitter, Mike Clemens, who was covering the Super Bowl in Houston, as he has been for the last 10 days or so, I get to do this early. So we move everything up. Lou Turner will be in at noon. And then, of course, John Tesh's Intelligence for Your Life at 6 o'clock right here on WRJN. Before the news, we were talking, and we are talking, with Bruce Fowler, who is an entrepreneur, a military veteran, a former professional model, huge New England Patriots fan, and he made a deal with the Lord at halftime and prayed to God. Well, let's welcome him back. Bruce, please explain to the beautiful humans that did not hear your deal with the Almighty how that went down.
Oh, my pleasure. So halftime, obviously being a Patriots fan, going into halftime, I was a little disgruntled, to say the least. And so, you know, running through my mind, like, God, if you allow us to win this Super Bowl, I'm going to put it all out there as it relates to this intellectual property slash platform that I've been developing and evolving for a dozen years.
All right,
with the idea. All right. And, so anyway.
Wait. No. Time out. You realize that's kind of insane, right?
Yes, I do. I really do, actually. I really do.
That's good. All right. So, but you did it, and the Patriots come back and win. And like I told you folks in our first segment with Bruce, I've been following him on social networking for a long time, and he does this great video blog most mornings, incredibly positive, uplifting, just amazing. And we're pretty good Facebook friends. And I've never heard about this platform.
Yeah.
You've never mentioned it. And you've been working on it for a dozen years. And so the Patriots win. The Lord does you a solid. Very nice of the creator of the universe to win the game for the Patriots. And didn't really have anything to do with Tom Brady, of course. But or the folding Atlanta Falcons defense. But nonetheless, it works out. And you decide to keep your end of the bargain and to unleash this information, and specifically appealing to your friends on Facebook, that if there's any way that they have any kind of connection with former First Lady Michelle Obama, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Ellen DeGeneres, or Oprah Winfrey, to please put them in touch with you. I mean, could you have gone for any more higher profile women, Bruce? Would that have been possible? I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the thing, though, honestly. The journey for me, and all of the ups and downs, you know, the ebbs and flows, it has been, we were teetering on financial disaster on two separate occasions throughout this 12-year deal.
Who are we?
Carla and I.
Okay, your wife and Carla.
Yeah, it's just been quite the journey. And again, I would get confirmations that I'm doing the right thing and this is going to work at some point. And because it's so significant and so important, and the domestic and global implications of this deal are tremendous.
All right. You know? So we got to really focus here. Why did you pick those four women?
Okay. So Michelle Obama, think about her history. Let's put politics aside. Think of her as a mother, as a wife, as an African American woman.
Okay. All right. So now Hillary, we know, Ellen and Oprah have incredible reach too. But why women, and why prominent women versus Warren Buffett or President Trump? Or I mean, you could have named, there's 1,000 prominent people. Why did you pick four prominent women?
Because their heart, their spirit, and they get it on the level that I need them to get it. Because once I explain this to them and I map it out, they are going to connect the dots. We as men, for most of us, we think a little bit differently. We're sort of maybe even more practical and so forth. But what this is and what it's evolved into, okay, it has to be female driven. And you'll see. And let's use Myra Kraft as an example. You're familiar with the Kraft family, aren't you, Glenn?
Right, Myra, the now deceased wife of Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots.
Magnificently strong, compassionate, philanthropically oriented woman. And she took her platform and did amazing things locally in the New England area for people. And just a beautiful spirit, magnificent woman. This type of stuff is typically looked at as secondary, right? But now I've put something together, again, this intellectual property / platform. It takes all the best of everything. It's apolitical. There's going to be no issues there. It's going to legitimately, tangibly, and quantifiably empower an entire generation of our kids. And what it's rooted in the loving relationship between the parent or caregiver and the child, the school-age child. Okay? Unlike anything else that's ever been put out there, this thing is... And again, in the age of technology that we're in the age of social media, the ability to communicate with each other, you know, speed of sound, essentially, it's going to capitalize, it's going to take all of these things, harness them, and just be amazing.
Well, what is it? What is it?
Yeah,
what is it?
Right.
What is it?
Well, I can't share that because I actually formed a public company in 2010, a public company. We had promised to fund. We had some big wheels at the table. There was a verbal promise that I had of building a relationship with this particular group for 6 months. And then when it came time to sign in the dotted line, it sort of fell apart for a multitude of different reasons, none of which I completely understand till this day. But I learned the value through that process, that 2-year process going through that particular group, the value of not putting all the cards on the table, because you know me, Glenn, I'm a pretty wide open guy.
Is it a computer program?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
So it's a concept that you want
to. It's beyond a concept. Yeah, it's beyond a concept, and here's why it's beyond a concept. Okay, I had the opportunity. I had multiple opportunities. Okay, to put this out into the world. Okay, but the key to optimize and maximize what this is, the fullest potential, it has to be executed in our world in a very specific way. In order to effectively circumvent the sitting bureaucracies, because you can get caught up for years and years and years with the whole bureaucracy stuff. So this has to be executed in a very specific way in order to be and achieve the highest levels of success that it's capable of. So, and again, this is something that every person involved can feel great about. They can feel good about this. Again, it's apolitical. There's nothing negative, or there's nothing that can be taken from this or even perceived as negative, because at the core and the root of it, it relies on the successful execution relies on that relationship between the parent or caregiver, whatever the family dynamic is, and the child, the school-aged child.
All right. Well, obviously my interest is piqued. I'm sure there are many beautiful humans in our audience who would say the same thing. You follow Bruce on Facebook. Follow the journey. Would that be you take all
Please.
Facebook friends,
yes.
All comers?
Yes. Because now I'll be talking more about it. Now that I've put this video out there and it's open, I I'm confident. I'm confident however long it takes, whether it takes a day, whether it takes a year, these women, when they watch that video, they're going to feel my spirit. They're going to feel the authenticity. They're going to know the truth, and you know how the deal goes. They'll have one of their underlings contact me, and we'll be off to the races.
All right.
Once this is out there, I'm telling you, Glenn, I promise you, you know me, this is going to be magnificent, magnificent. Addition to the world.
He's Bruce.
Really is that powerful.
Bruce Follower is spelled Fowler. He's a friend of mine. You can get him through my Facebook page or just go directly to him. They're in beautiful Dallas. All right. Well, congratulations again on the Pats. And obviously, we will be following this with great interest, sir. Appreciate your time.
Glenn, you're a gentleman. Have a great day.
There he goes, Bruce Follower. It's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock on WRJN and time to ask Dr. Phil. Maybe Bruce should have asked Dr. Phil.
It's Ask Dr. Phil. If you're a parent going